That was just Bob Dylan with Went to See the Gypsy. And a quick PSA. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And your friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And now I am here with Tim Cooney. How's it going?
It's going well. Max, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you and your music?
I play music under a solo project by my legal name, Timothy E. Cooney Jr. Shout out to my pops. It's kind of like a folk Americana blend. I love to write songs, so it's a fun songwriting project to just explore and try different sounds. I'd say that's a pretty good elevator pitch of the Timothy E. Cooney Jr. sound, for those who don't know.
Yes, I think that does fit nicely. And you just released a couple new singles, right?
I did, yep. Two new singles, Your Own Enrollment and The Chase. Two singles I'm really proud of. I worked on them mostly myself to start recording, producing, working with friends. We have a space in Alston, Studio 52. Shout out Studio 52, really great space. So it was cool to work on a project there with my friends, kind of at my own leisure, not on, you know, the clock of a studio or something like that. So it was fun, and I took it to another friend for production help and mastering, and I'm really proud of how it came out. It was cool to do it with my friends, so it's always fun to do songs that way, I'd say.
Yeah, and I've really enjoyed them. Where should people go to find you, find your music? I mean, you said your full legal name.
Yes. You can maybe find other information about me that way. Hopefully not. You can find me on Instagram at @visual_Tim. That's where you'd see me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then, Timothy E. Cooney Jr. on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, etc.
Excellent. And I'm going to pick your brain a little bit more later, but would you like to play a song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to play the first single off the new release. This is Your Own Enrollment, obviously acoustic style here. Woke up this morning, so much stuff on my mind. And even more with the daily chore of living in these wild times. As I was exploring, I have found a better way. So come on, my madams, my queens, my Adams, let me hear y'all say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Take back your own enrollment when the cause ain't true. Take back your own enrollment, unless it works for you. Take back your own enrollment, if the cause ain't true. Take back your own enrollment, unless it works for you. One more time, yeah. Take back your own enrollment, if the cause ain't true. Take back your own enrollment, unless it works for you, yeah, 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 yeah.
Woo.
Woo, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You want to tell us a little bit about that songwriting process for you?
Yeah, this on that song, a pretty unique process. I found an old audio file from 2020 with just the guitar and some, you know, sample drums. Just when I was kind of mixing something else, it came up in my library. I had forgotten about it, and I thought it was pretty cool. It reminds me of the James Taylor song Fire and Rain. So I kind of gave maybe a little lyrical shout to Sweet Baby James there in the beginning. So I just kind of heard it and then built the real track around it on streaming platforms with some of my good friends and their beautiful musical contributions. So, yeah, it kind of unfolded naturally and luckily for me.
Very cool. It's always worth going through your old notes.
Yeah, honestly, inspiration for me to get back in there and dig around, you know, 2020 was an interesting time and I forgot a lot of things little demos and things I did. So, yeah, you know, I should go back and, you know, it's always good to breeze the past, see what's in there.
Absolutely. Have you found any other good tidbits?
Good is an interesting word. I found a song I did about Larry David. Not good. It's maybe not great, but it's pretty funny. I did it all on GarageBand on a work iPad. So yeah, that was cool. Made me laugh, but you might not hear it. We'll see. Maybe one day.
Maybe you'll pull it out live at some point.
If I ever met Larry, maybe.
That would be a great excuse.
Yeah, I wrote this weird song about you. Let me play it. I'm sure he'd really be patient and listen to that.
I mean that almost sounds like an episode of whatever.
Curb. Curb
Your Enthusiasm. Yeah.
No, I'd love that.
Yep. Let's see. Speaking of playing live, do you have any upcoming shows?
So I play in a band called Spruce. We do have some upcoming shows. We're playing in South Boston at the Playwright Friday, August 21st. And then we're playing on a bill with a good friend of mine, Matt Lilly, and a band, Girly and the Pops, the next night, which would be, I think, Saturday, the 22nd of August, at the Cantab Underground. So gearing up for those shows with the band.
August 22nd, is that?
It could be a Thursday, Friday, as opposed to a Friday, Saturday.
Let's see. Yeah. Yes, that is a Thursday, Friday.
Okay, so yeah, we have a bit of a Thursday, Friday stint coming up. Which,
hey.
Exciting. Yeah, good end of summer kind of thing. So that'll be exciting. But personally, this was kind of my big show coming up on this. So excited to do it. And thank you for having me, of course.
Thank you for coming.
But yeah, we'll see what comes along. Playing at a band and doing this, and I have a full-time job, keeps me pretty busy. So I play when I can on the side.
Absolutely. And how did you get into playing and making music?
My family has a lot of musicians, aunts, uncles, grandparents. I got my first guitar from my grandfather, a nylon string guitar like I'm playing today. It's kind of, thought it'd be cool to play that in really, the true acoustic sound. It's how I write a lot of my songs are on these type guitars. So I taught myself for a bit. I went to a boarding school where I was required to take an art, and I was lucky to take a guitar ensemble class. So we just went in and jammed with a bunch of, people in the class. Actually, a famous artist ended up coming out of it, Delwater Gap. Sam Holden Jaffe was in the class with me a couple of years. It was really cool. So that's where I guess I kind of learned guitar and music, and then just kind of played it throughout. And then after college, I got kind of really serious into writing and playing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes getting an instrument like that can really be a pivotal moment. Are there any instruments or pieces of equipment that you think have sort of changed your approach to making music?
Yeah, I mean, the first guitar that I referenced definitely did. Again, it's an old classical guitar, pretty lightweight, big body, but it's always in tune. I love the sound. I wrote a lot of songs on it. There's kind of the scratches and the tears on it, so it looks like it's kind of been with me for a while. That's kind of, I think some musicians, songwriters kind of have that guitar. I'd say that's that guitar for me. I'm getting into playing the drums recently. Been playing them in my band. So that's a new piece of equipment. Kind of changing the way I think about music and playing. I think right now that's kind of where I'm at.
Cool. Well, would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet.
I'm going to play a little harmonica with this one. So get a little wet. all right. Dirty blonde hair, I have a new friend these days. Boy, it's true, she's a part of the crew, and she makes a mean bowling yes. Lives down the street in the house where she sleeps by the beach or thereabouts. Loves getting stony, this woman is my homie, the leader of the boys' night out. Another one of a kind, and she'll always be the bright star to the eye, yeah.
Never afraid, ready to play, always jumping in head first. Out on the scene, you call her the queen, on the dance floor till the kidneys burst. Tracy with a fits on fleek, cheetah printed bathroom wall. Mirror, mirror, it don't get clearer, she's the coolest of them all. But no, I don't know another one of a kind. And she will always be a bright star to the eye. It's you.
Yeah, definitely a lot of breath there.
Yeah, I mean you've got like three different instruments going on.
Yeah, three different instruments
plus your voice,
plus my voice. You know, I think I've always been the jack of all, master of mm-hmm. none, and I take pride in that. So you know, I try and live by that mantra, I guess.
Well, if you could wake up tomorrow and magically have gained the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
I would choose the piano. Always thought it was a beautiful instrument. Don't really know it. Recently been watching a documentary on Billy Joel on Prime Video, maybe one of those. Mm-hmm. But, you know, talk about a really cool piano player and just amazing talent. So I would say right now I'm in my piano phase. I saw Cameron Winter play at Newport Folk Festival on Friday. Just the piano is a really beautiful experience. So, yeah, definitely a piano, I'd say.
Also, I feel like if you are really good at piano, your understanding of music as a whole is just, yeah.
That's what I've been told, yeah. So maybe I'm not, my understanding of music isn't as good as it could be. You know, maybe piano's the next step to, you know, knowledge is power, so why not?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, guitar too, but I feel like on a piano, it's really laid out for you.
100%, yeah, 100%. But I learn a lot from just messing around the piano, and I know mm-hmm. that if I took lessons and learned, I'd be like, wow, I could learn a lot more.
Absolutely. Where do you go to find new music?
That's a great question. I actually found your page with local new music. Shout out to you and other radio hosts in 91.5 FM. Mm-hmm. I guess Spotify. You know, I see a lot of artists have beef with Spotify. You mentioned King Gizzard. I recently mm-hmm. saw they have beef. But I think they do a great job of giving me new discovery songs, so I stick with it, you know. So I'd say that, and yeah, Instagram, you know, I try and follow my favorite new artists and see when their songs are coming out, so that's a really helpful tool.
Well, you just mentioned the jazz Newport Jazz Festival. Have you been, who else have you seen this summer, and do you have anyone coming up that you're excited about?
Yeah, so that was actually the Folk Festival weekend.
Festival.
No worries, the Jazz Festival is this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I saw there, I saw MJ Lenderman, The Wind, wearing the shirt. Great band. Awesome. I saw Alex G. Him and his wife played really amazing. I saw Kenny Loggins, which was really cool. He kind of came out in just a t-shirt, cargo shorts, and like Skechers, you know, looking like the ultimate dad. It was really cool. I'm going to see Mac DeMarco in September, Roadrunner. Mm-hmm.
That one sold out pretty quick.
Yeah,
I thought about it.
Yeah, I did that pre-sale right away. I'm going to see a band called Saturn end of August mm-hmm. from Philly. They're really cool. And I think that's it for right now, but I'm sure I'll be convinced of other things that come across my eyes, you know?
That's a good list.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah,
solid.
Yep.
Do you remember what your first concert ever was?
Wow, that's a great question. Yeah, it might have been, there was a time, I'm from central Connecticut, right outside of Hartford. there's a time where I would go to the Hartford Xfinity Center and see a lot of, you know, big acts come through there. I want to say maybe there was like a Dave Matthews Band, mm-hmm. or even a country artist, maybe, yeah, like a Brad Paisley or one of those 2000s guys. Might have been my first real show experience. I had been to the Folk Fest before as a kid. Can't really remember who I saw at the time, but yeah, those are probably my first memory. It was, you know, around the high school era, going to the Xfinity Live in Hartford. Yeah,
nice. Yeah, the I didn't know that there was another Xfinity Center down there, but I just went to the one up here in Mansfield.
Nice. Who did you see there?
I saw Styx.
Wow.
Yeah,
Styx, like yep. Renegade Styx.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not that Renegade, of course, but yeah, the original one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
And the openers were there was a guy from the Eagles.
Oh, which guy?
I don't remember.
Hmm. I love the Eagles.
One of the vocalists.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And the second opener was three of the original members of REO Speedwagon. So yeah,
it's a pretty great show.
Yeah, they're still awesome. Kicking.
Yeah, yeah. I think the last two shows I saw at that Xfinity had a very new metal wave summer. It was Limp Bizkit, and then I guess Creed. I saw that summer was, you know, an interesting summer. Two interesting shows, interesting crowds, but really awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet that would have been a very interesting crowd.
Yeah, both of them in their own right were interesting, different, similar, adjacent, but also both very fun.
Yes. And the member of the Eagles that was there was Don Felder.
Yes, Don Felder, yes, of course. Yes. The yeah. guitar player for a long time. One of the original guitar players.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I love that. Love the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, so that it was definitely cool to see, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a shame that it was just him, but it was a fun performance.
Yeah, I saw the Eagles actually a couple years ago at TD Garden. And it was the first time that Glenn Frey's son played with them.
Mm.
Deacon? I want to say Deacon Frey. But anyway, that was cool. You know, they're getting older. They're on their, you know, honeymoon tour, I guess. But yeah, still fun to see those guys.
Yeah. Well, last weekend I just saw John Lodge of the Moody Blues.
Okay, I'm not too familiar with the Moody Blues.
About 10 years older.
Okay.
So yeah, it was crazy to see an 82-year-old up on the stage there having a good time.
Yeah, hey, I envy that. I hope that's us. I hope we're still doing the same thing at 82.
Oh, yeah. You know, hopefully the AC in this room will be better by then.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, hopefully the engineered central air will be non-noisy mm-hmm. and always efficient.
Yes, I heard that it's possible.
Yay.
Yeah.
If there's a will, there's a way, I guess.
That's right.
To all those HVAC engineers out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah, I'll play the second single from the two singles. This one's called The Chase.
Jumping off the wedding plane, underdressed and rearranged, smiling for the camera in the dream. Feeling all out of place, keeping up with Marshall's pace, and holding out my pinky when I drank. We're talking drag shows in the summertime, and watching shadows in spring. Hard to win the accolades when you make a crush you'll never date. Well, something to be said about the chase. Walking through the streets of Shy, little blazing dreary eyed, all the young dudes carrying my feet. Taking all kinds of L's, business terms and subway spells, ain't nothing gonna knock us off our beat. We're talking drag shows in the summertime, and watching shadows in spring. Hard to win the accolades when you fluff a girl you'll never date. Well, something to be said about the chase. Ooh, I'm coming. Yeah, you know I'm coming back home.
Okay.
Excellent. Very
thank
nice.
You. Thank you.
The Chase.
The Chase. Yep. Thank you.
When you're not working on music, what do you like to do for fun?
Great question. Music, I call music my like 5 to 9 after work. It keeps me really busy. Great hobby. If I'm not playing music, I like to be outside, especially now that it's nice, taking advantage of the good sun god here. Exercising. I love to run, bike, rollerblade. I live near the Charles River, so I like to take out an inflatable paddleboard raft I have. That's always fun. It's the season. This past weekend, I was in Newport, as I told you, and I did some bird watching. I think that's going to be one of my new hobbies, bird watching. I really, they have some really nice sanctuaries and refuges there to see birds, and I spent like 2 hours in one just lost in birds and nature, and it was pretty great.
I've heard from, I can't wake up that early, but I've heard from some birders that Mount Auburn Cemetery,
okay,
it's a great spot.
That I need some good Boston birding tips, so I got that noted. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. I've wanted to go there even if it wasn't at the crack of dawn to see some birds.
Sure.
Because it just seems like a really pretty...
Is it like a, oh, it's a cemetery? Like
yeah.
Is it an arboretum kind of thing, or just more like...
It's a nicely maintained, it's the big one right at... Do you drive around here?
I'm a non-driver by choice.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But you might still know it. It's like where the Alewife Parkway meets up with Storrow Drive.
Yep.
That weird, crazy corner.
When I used to drive, I would be around. Oh, yeah. That is not a fun place to be at the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. So if you go towards Watertown.
Yep.
Like not going towards Route 2, right over there. That's what the big green thing off to your left
Sweet.
Is. Yeah.
Is it attainable via MBTA service?
There's probably a bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm pro bus these days. On my way here, I took the Green Line and we got stuck for a little while. Another person on the train said that they got stuck for an hour yesterday, and I was starting to sweat. I was like, no, please don't happen now. Please don't happen now. They got the train moving, so that was good. Good on you, MBTA. But okay. Anyway, I'll have to check that out. Back to bird watching. I'll check
out. Absolutely. My guest last week said that there was actually an express Green Line train, which like blew my, only once it passed like... They only skipped like one stop, but still, like
faster
that's,
than the normal one.
Yeah. I mean, did they do it on purpose?
I don't know. Yeah, honestly. I won't air anything out on the MBTA on air. You know?
No. Yeah. They're, yeah. Hey, it rolls, and it usually isn't on fire, and that's pretty good.
That's pretty. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I guess you're right. Glass half full. I think we all should have a glass half full mentality on the MBTA, even though I'm a hypocrite of that sometimes.
Yeah. For under $3 a trip, like, okay.
You know what? Yeah. Long term, I have fear of getting stuck, though. You know, getting stuck and walking through the tunnel is not cool with me.
Oh, yeah, no.
I get a little claustrophobic, and I'm not into that.
Would they really make you walk?
Well, I saw recently the Blue Line, I think last week or the week before, they got stuck in the tunnel, and I think they had to, like, abandon the train, and people were walking... No, thank you.
No, yeah.
That would be terrible.
I had to do a training for work where I had to like train to be able to walk on the tracks.
Mm.
So the fact that they just let people off the train, something must have been really wrong.
You got right-of-way certified.
I am right-of-way certified.
Nice, as am I. Cool.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
All right, we're safe. Yeah. We're safe train, guys. That's cool. Okay.
We'll have to talk about the 9 to 5 after 9.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Not to bore all the people listening. Let's see. Do you have a favorite song to perform?
Of mine or cover or anything?
Either.
No, I guess. I like learning new covers and writing new songs. You know, playing the same stuff gets stale. So I guess no for that reason. You know, I like to do this for fun. So if I'm just beating the same thing to death and it's not fun, it's why am I doing it kind of thing. So yeah, I would say no. You know, there's some songs I play more than others that might be out. Mountain Blues is one that I might play kind of towards the end. But yeah, I try to keep it light, mix it up. I do some cover gigs sometimes. That's fun to play other great songs. So,
who do you like to cover?
I have like what I like to cover, and then like some people pleasers. You know, what I like to cover, like some Mac DeMarco. I love the band Big Thief. I love to cover Bob Dylan. A lot of folky kind of stuff, fun stuff like that. Then I'll get some of the hits, I guess. What are the hits? I learned the OC theme song, California, like da na 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 na. I don't know if you watch that show, people enjoyed that. Yeah, so you know, I try and get some hits that people might know. Yeah, it's always fun to just covers are cool to learn the way songs are written, what people were thinking, and you're like, wow, that's cool that they did this when you just learn it anyway. So it's a fun learning tool and a good, you know, just fun thing to do.
Definitely. Are there any songs that you haven't covered yet that you are kind of thinking about?
Yeah, thinking about assembling a live band, which hopefully I can do and come on again here. I saw MJ Lenderman. He has a song. Heard you got yourself a boat, or got yourself a boat. And I know a really good pedal steel player in town. Shout out Chris, and you know, if I could get him in my band in a cool rock band, it would sound cool. So I say, have you got yourself a boat, MJ Lenderman?
Very nice. I'm assuming it's not going to be a boat, but if your music had a mascot, what would it be?
Wow. deep question. I'll maybe loop this in with what I think my spirit animal is. Because maybe it's one and the same. I think my spirit animal is an iguana, because I feel like I just feel like I fit into a lot of different things and different people and scenarios. You know, I kind of will come into a group and, you know, the iguana skin changes or whatever they do to protect themselves in the nature. It's not a protection thing. It's just, you know, I love all different sorts of things and people. So it's cool to just like, you know, jump around and meet different people that do different things. So I'd say my music is like that too, because it's me, but I guess I'm wearing the coats of the other artists that have inspired me, or the colors of them. So I think that's maybe a good analogy that I came around to.
I like that a lot.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Very nice. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, honestly, it's great when you have a long-winded idea that comes around. It's like, oh yeah, let's go, brain. Yeah. Got it, dude. Yeah.
Would you like to play another one for us?
Yes, sir. Sweet. This is a new song I've been working on. It's called Ain't No Other Way.
Dry martinis and some Adderall. It ain't real pretty, but the end of the day, well, that's the way I like it, ain't no other way. Yeah, that's the way I like it, ain't no other way. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, huh. Make the dealer play the overcard and bump up another just to hit it hard. It ain't much money for one man's pay. Well, that's the way I like it, ain't no other way. Yeah, that's the way I like it, ain't no other way. The people out there are talking, the streets are wearing sin. 2 days a little hotter, ice down the water, get out and do it again. Yeehaw! Yeah. A Monday morning when you're feeling wrong, they nice down your bubba just to get along. It ain't real pretty the end of the day. Well, that's the way I like it, ain't no other way. Yeah, that's the way I like it, ain't no other way. Yeah, that's the way I like it, ain't no other way.
Who who would your dream musical collaboration be with?
Maybe Adrienne Lenker of Big Thief and of Adrienne Lenker. I think she's a beautiful musician, love to sing harmonies and play with her songs and all sorts of things. And then maybe second would be Jack Black of Tenacious D. Love Tenacious D, love Jack Black. I would love to play music with him as well.
This is sort of a deep Jack Black cut, but do you know the track that he did with D Antwoord?
What's it called?
Rats.
I don't know it, but I'll look it up. It sounds great. Anything that he has done is entertaining to me, so yeah.
It's a pretty weird one. Yeah. Do you know D Antwoord?
I don't.
Di Antwoord?
I don't.
They're, yeah. Yeah. It's South African rap group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very, very strange.
Sounds not like Tanakh. Tanakh, yeah. Tenacious D.
Yes.
But cool. I mean, hey, I love, that's one thing I love about Jack Black is that he's willing to do it all, try it all.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Let's see. Do you have a favorite word?
Oh, so a friend actually encouraged me to sign up for the Webster Dictionary Word of the Day email.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to try and do that. favorite word. Yeah, I like to say chuffed a lot. Like the Australian, like, mm-hmm. Wow, I'm chuffed about that. Chuffs me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say chuffed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun one.
Have you been down to that part of the world?
No. Nope. Just pretend to know how they sound.
Yeah, I studied abroad in New Zealand and brought that one back with me.
That's a great one.
It is.
Always sounds, I'm chuffed today. Mm-hmm. Like, I do. You can say it about it. Like, I'm chuffed about that meal. I'm chuffed about being here.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a good little slang.
Can I flip it and ask what your favorite word is?
Oh, you sure can. That's a very good question. I feel like I should have, like, somewhere in my notes of questions, I should have had
answers
to them.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know
them.
That's allowed to flip it out.
I like the word indubitably.
Mm, that's a good word.
It's fun to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you can, like, you can just follow up with an indeed with an indubitably, and everyone's like, yes, yes.
Yeah, it is kind of those indubitably. It is like a scholarly word, like, all right. This guy said indubitably. Yeah, I agree. He knows. I like that.
Indubitably.
Indubitably. Yeah. Indubitably. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's been a little while since we've said your name. So why don't you tell us your name, your social media, and any upcoming announcements and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, and I appreciate that idea of the plug. My name is Timothy E. Cooney Jr. here with Mellomax 91.5 FM. I practiced that earlier. You can find me on Instagram, visual_ Tim. Let's get visual. I used to say that when I came up with the name. And then, you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, any of those stream platforms, YouTube, Timothy E. Cooney Jr., not to be mistaken with Timothy E. Cooney Sr. Shout out to my pops again.
Excellent. What's the best Halloween costume you've ever had?
I love that question. It was this year. My parents moved out of their house in Connecticut, and my mom found a Gumby suit, like a full-size Gumby suit.
Yeah.
And I live in Beacon Hill now, and I didn't realize how big Halloween is there. And so I was going to a Halloween party as Gumby, and I walked out my street, and it was packed with people. And I was like, oh, my God. I was a little taken aback. And then I was walking down the street. Everyone was just so happy to see me. They're like, hey, Gumby. And I was like, yeah, I'm Gumby. And I honestly wanted to just dress as Gumby the whole weekend, and I didn't even wear it again. But I was trying to convince my friends to go out because it felt good to be Gumby. You know, no one had any gripes with me. Anything I did, it was like, oh, that's Gumby, you know, classic Gumby. You know, no one was mad at me. Everyone was happy. Most people who knew who I was, maybe the older generations knew who I was. I'd say Gumby. I went to a party and played drums as Gumby. Some good drum footage as Gumby doing that. So, yeah, great question. I'm glad that you asked that.
Next year, you need to find a pokey.
A pokey would be great, mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be a heavy costume. At least Gumby's kind of, like, slim and agile.
Yeah.
Pokey.
The horse, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. I looked it up.
Okay.
I'm not going to, yeah.
Honestly, it's been a while for me. So I was like, Pokey's his friend horse. But yeah, that would be a hard suit. But hey, any Pokies out there want to get together, I can be your Gumby.
So. Oh, that's hideous.
Yeah, that is bad. And like, you know, my Gumby wasn't very ventilated. You know, I guess when you get around Halloween season, it's not too hot, but that'd be a hot Pokey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this one's, I Googled Pokey and got a couple of costumes. That one's not as bad, but it's a little creepier.
That one looks like the boxing, you know, those 80s like boxing
guys.
Yeah,
the Knock'em Sock'em
Knock'em
robots.
Sock'em, yeah, it looks like Knock'em Sock'em Pokey. But mm-hmm. I agree, that looks a little more public friendly.
Yes,
going
yes.
Friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, two legs, not four. Yeah. It's a little easier to get around.
Four legs, a lot to manage as humans, I think, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your life had a theme song, what song would it be?
Wow. So I guess I'll answer this way. I used to play baseball and then like men's league softball in the summertime. And one of our captains, he was one of the older guys, he would have us all request walkout songs. You know, there's no one there, but we would play our walkout songs. And I had two. First one was Money for Nothing, Dire Straits, just that intro riff, you know, pretty rad. And the other one was Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper. You know, girls do just want to have fun. I want to have fun with the girls too. So I guess those would be my two walkout songs. Those would maybe be like the montage of Tim Cooney. You'd get kind of two different 80s classics, right? I guess.
I feel like that was really the era of montages and montage theme songs.
Very true. And those, I think those are two good ones. I've seen some movies with those montages. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe that's basic of me, but those would be my two.
I think that those are good walkout songs.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Did you have any New Year's resolutions, and how are they going?
I guess maybe not this year. The year prior, my New Year's resolution was to get back to exercising every day, and I've gotten pretty good at that. It's been a good two-year resolution that I've stuck to. I played college sports, and then when I was done, I just was tired of exercising, you know? It's like, man, I've done a lot of exercising my entire life. And then I realized that it's a good routine thing to do. So that was my big one of late. And this year, keep on keeping on. You know, I think I'm doing that. I don't know.
All you can do sometimes.
Yeah, halfway through, I hope that I'm keeping on to that point, but we'll see.
Yep. Would you like to play another?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Playing a lot of new songs here. I guess a lot that you won't find on the World Wide Web and etc. The song's called Every Now and Again.
I've been thinking about yesterdays and all the time in between. Well, it must be something about you, could be something about me. Docs will say it'll be okay, just need to last in there another day. We've all been beaten down and kicked around and made to feel like silly clowns every now and again. Life's always telling you to turn left. My mind is telling me to go right. Well, it must be something so wrong, could be something so nice. Yeah, something so nice. Now you're on your own, you gotta make your home. Telling you, brother, you were just never alone. We've all been beaten down and kicked around and made to feel like silly clowns every now and again. We've all been beaten down and kicked around and made to feel like silly clowns every now and again.
Nice and short and sweet.
Yeah, you know what? I write a lot of short and sweet songs.
Some people will say there's like a mark to what the song, how long it should be. I like a lot of new artists, maybe don't always, maybe in a punk rock way, don't always do that. Artists I like, Field Medic, doesn't really do that. He writes a lot of like poems and song, you know. So I like doing that stuff, you know. I don't want to belabor a point. I feel like if I think I got the point across, no need to beat it, you know.
So, for sure.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere that you like to go to do most of your songwriting?
I live in a small studio apartment. I call it my little box. It's got one sink just in the bathroom, pretty small space, but great windows. And I'd say recently my box has been where I've been writing a lot of songs. I love living alone. It's good solace, good peace. And I can just, you know, be myself in there without anyone viewing or, you know, whatever, just being around me. I can just be myself. And then the other place, Studio 52 in Alston, that's where I've been working a lot of music, writing, working with the band, playing with other bands now. So yeah, I've had a very grateful summer of playing a lot of music, which is really fun.
That's great. Have you ever been given some really good advice? And if so, what is it? Especially with respect to music.
Yes. A good friend of mine, who lives in California now, shout out Enzo, you ever hear this? He told me never to take yourself too seriously, and especially in music, you know. Music's a passion of mine. It's, I guess, a hobby, and I love doing it, and I do it seriously, but, you know, I don't pretend to be like a rock star, you know, on the path to making it. You know, I just like to do it. It brings me joy. And so in that sense, you know, I don't ever beat up on myself too hard, or, you know, I was a little nervous today, but don't not get too nervous or build it up. You know, it's a fun thing to do. And if, you know, you like doing it, it's fun to do it around others and with others. So yeah, try not to be too serious is a good lesson from a good friend.
I think that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet.
This song is on the web, a live version, similar to the way I'll play it now. It's called Over the Hill.
I'm growing up in the springtime. I'm showing up out of my mind, striking a pose to pick up and move my home. I'm going now when it's pre-bed. I'm constantly changing my outfits, and I don't know where to go. So kick it down the road. Who cares if no one shows? There isn't one of those for better price. Well, seasons soon exist in the sun, in the abyss. We'll ask them what we missed, and they'll say time. I'm growing up in the springtime. I'm showing up out of my mind, striking a pose to pick up and move my home. I'm growing now when it's pre-bed. I'm constantly changing my outfits, and I don't know where to go. So kick it down the road. Who cares if no one shows? There isn't one of those for better price. Well, seasons soon exist in the sun, in the abyss. We'll ask them what we missed, and they'll say time. We'll ask them what we missed, and they'll say time. We'll ask them what we missed, and they'll say time.
If you could make the soundtrack for any movie, hypothetical or existing, what would it be? What would it be about?
Ooh. Hmm. I guess not recently, in the last year or so, I saw a documentary about all of the James Bond songs throughout the years, you know, how they wrote each one, how they started bringing artists in to write each one, and then how each one was scored throughout the film. Super cool. It made me, like, really appreciate scoring and taking a song and then breaking down its moments for film moments. Maybe my friends Max and Senya here maybe know what I'm talking about. Hey, guys. Shout out to you guys. Yeah, so I'm sorry. Where was I going with that?
You want to make a James Bond
song? Yeah, you know what? Maybe a James Bond song. I guess maybe that's a cliche one, but to join that history of songwriters would be incredible. And to work with the movie, I think John Williams maybe did a lot of the soundtracks. I hope I'm right about that. Yeah, I think that'd be cool to write a song and then break it down to fit a film. And I guess, you know, the Bond theme is cool, but it would just be a historic one to do.
The early James Bond themes were John Barry.
Ooh, John Barry. Yeah, John Williams was like, I don't know. I don't want
to. No, John Williams. He did all the other movies.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna name some movies, and I was like, man, I don't want to mess this up. Yeah. You know, I'm not a movie buff as much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. George Martin and Hans Zimmer also contributed to Bond scores.
Two pretty big names there.
Yeah. That would be great company to keep.
I would love that. Yep. Mm-hmm. My mom loves James Bond films too. She'd be super stoked about that, I think. So, yeah.
If your music was a type of sandwich, what would be in it?
I like to think of myself as somewhat of the common man, you know, common person. So, I think my music would be just your, not standard, but like your tasty turkey and cheese with some lettuce, some fresh lettuce, maybe a bit of red onion, freshly sliced tomato. I like Swiss on mine, Thousand Island dressing, Russian dressing, maybe on some rye bread. That's my sandwich, and I guess that's me. But I would just say my music to people, you know, think about that sandwich that you just know is going to never upset your stomach, always going to make you happy. Your Old Faithful sandwich, I guess. You know, maybe the common, I'm your common Old Faithful sandwich where hopefully I'm nourishing you, if I was the sandwich, in a nice way that you enjoy, and you keep coming back.
Based on your topping choices, I was going to say refreshing, crisp, and, you know, comforting.
Yeah.
Comforting.
Yeah, yeah. I like those three things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Russian dressing, excellent choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Thousand Island's good too, but sometimes you don't have the pickles, so.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Also, a pickle's another good garnish to add on that sandwich. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. Do you have any, little happy accidents that have made their way into any of your recordings?
Yeah, I mean, I guess your enrollment story is a good happy accident, just kind of finding it. In the last two songs I did, Your Enrollment and The Chase, my friend Matt and I were just kind of messing around with the mic before a take or before our time was on the take. My friend Matt said, walked into a lobster walking his dog or something, in like a British accent. He's not British. And then he like plays his trumpet in a cool way on the beat. And I was like, wow, Matt, I can't believe you just did that. That's sweet. And I had to let him do his take, but then I told him after and I kept in the song. So if you listen to your own enrollment, you'll hear my friend Matt talk about a lobster walking his dog. I thought that's a funny thing for him to think about while doing the take. So shout out Matt on that one.
Yeah. I'll have to keep an ear out for it.
Yeah, it's in there. It's one of those things, like a fun little thing in the mix. But if you're listening, headphones especially, you'll hear them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Good happy accident.
What's a song that you secretly wish that you wrote?
I guess I've been in a big Bob Dylan phase. I gotta go in and out. I played recently You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go, I think like the live version, not the like original version, a different version, slower. I love that song. I love playing that song. Excuse me. I would have loved to write that song. And then I've also been playing another Bob Dylan song, Meet Me in the Morning, off Blood in the Tracks. I love that song. It's so bad A, you know, bad business. Yep. In its own way. You know, if I had written one of those two songs and then everything else I did was garbage, horrible music, I think I'd still make out on top.
It would be a good two to have under your belt for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah. Yes. This one's also available live, not recorded officially, I guess. This is called Two Long Ways.
Out, shut it down, burn your temple to the ground. I will. It's time again that we came friends, put our fighting to an end. Just chill. And I've been lost in the clouds, and it's too late to call the audible. There's two long ways to everything you want. There's two long ways to everything you need. There's two long ways to the crowded interstate. Yeah, there's two long ways to me. Yeah. Listen up, I don't know. Forget the lyrics on the air. Let's go. It's come and go, passerby. X is up, the other guys who knew. And I've been messing around, and it's too late to call the audible. There's two long ways to everything you want. There's two long ways to everything you need. There's two long ways to the crowded interstate. Yeah, there's two long ways to me. There's two long ways to me. There's two long ways to me. Yeah. Two long ways. There's two long ways to everything you want. There's two long ways to everything you need. There's two long ways to the crowded interstate. Yeah, there's two long ways to me. There's two long ways to me. There's two long ways to me.
Very nicely done. Two long ways.
Two long ways, yes.
Two long ways. And, you know, we only have a couple more minutes, so would you like to play another before you go? Yeah,
if that's cool with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
I actually have another harmonica song prepared. Oh,
fantastic.
So I'm glad, glad I have time for one more.
And then we can wrap things up after that?
That sounds great.
Great.
Again, thank you for having me. It's been super fun.
My pleasure. Shout Thanks out. For coming.
Max, and Senya for being mm-hmm. here with me. Really appreciate you guys.
And you can't see them, but they are taking videos of this, so hopefully you guys will be able to see some clips at some point.
Yep. And Max is a great filmmaker. Check out his films. Boris for Freedom, coming soon. Shout out. All right.
This is called The Next Door Neighbor Blues. It's a bit of a dramatized true story about some of our neighbors in the place where we rehearse. Oh, chair.
Can I start over? I lost my harmonica. It started to slide on me. So sorry. It was like, you know, you're trying to get your mouth on it, and then it's going away. They're never all that sturdy. Okay, this is mm-hmm. the Next Door Neighbor Blues for real this time.
Ooh. Well, I took the students to 52. Met my friend out there to play some tunes. And the metalheads came, started to play the drums. So I said, hey friend, when's it gonna end? Can't hardly think, won't comprehend things I think or the words I want to say. They played it anyway. Well, we did it in love and they did that. So we smoked a J and then came back to the same old stuff. Decided to stand our ground. Well, we made a split against their six. Got beat up bad, made us their best. Sitting us down with phases in our face. They played it anyway. Come on now, say hey, come on now, say hey, come on now, home.
Woo!
Ooh. A little bit of a struggle bus on that one, but we did it.
Yeah. Got there in the end, and that's what counts.
That is true.
All right. Why don't you give us a little pitch again? Who are you? What are you doing here? Where can people find you?
Yes, thank you. My name is Timothy E. Cooney Jr. I'm live here with Mellow Max on 91.5 FM. I am a local Boston artist. You can call my music whatever you'd like. I call it somewhat of folk, Americana, indie rock. Any way you'll have it, that's the way I'll give it. You can find me on Instagram, visual_Tim. You can find me on all streaming platforms, Timothy E. Cooney Jr. That is me.
Very nice. And we're getting a phone call. I'm gonna
see.
Cool.
Hi caller, are you calling about the on-air interview right now? I'm gonna take that as a no. All right.
Wow. All right. Bummer.
Yeah, I was actually like, oh, no way.
Whoa.
What questions do you have?
No, I just got silence in return. But, Timothy, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Max.
Pleasure having you.
Yes, the pleasure's been mine. Thank you so much.
Yes. Very good. And we did our PSA, so we are all set. Everyone check out Timothy. I'm Mellow Max. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is called Highly Recommended. It is every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., next week, I'll be here till midnight because I'll be doing On the Town 2, which is 9 till midnight tonight. The DJ is going to be Smitty, and he's going to be playing 3 hours of local music plus a local live band at 10:30. So don't go anywhere. And we have, I'm going to kill another 40 seconds. So, Timothy, what's your favorite color?
Okay, favorite color with 40 seconds on the clock. I like black. I like to wear black. It's slick. It's sleek. It's rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong. Do you have any good party tricks?
One I've always dreamed of is, I don't know if you're a Taco Bell fan, but the commercials where the person brings in the Taco 12-pack to the party, and like the party hasn't begun, and then the person like kicks down the door with the Taco 12-packs, and everyone's like, yeah, like now we can party. I haven't done it, but I'd like to try that trick.
That's a good party trick.
Yep.
And that perfectly brings us to 9 p.m. So thank you for listening. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you.
And have a good night. Stick around.